Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
And again, folks, I want to thank you for being on this live call. This is Ken Marsh, and of course, this is Zuma's Health Education Call, and I'm certainly glad you're tuning in live. You know, we've got a great topic tonight, one that sadly affects far more people than probably a lot of us know. I mean, sometimes people will talk about this, but a lot of times they don't, and that is their inability to get a good night's rest. And there's a myriad of different reasons for that. We're going to cover some of those topics tonight. But let me just summarize the start of this call by saying this. If you are not getting a good night's sleep, I'm talking deep, restful sleep, you are, in fact, starting to, if not already having, health ramifications because of it. Meaning, you know, our bodies need sleep. And if you're not getting adequate amounts of it, I can promise you it is affecting your health. So this is a pretty important topic tonight. And, you know, it is considered National Sleep Week, Sleep Health Week, to be specific, this week. And that's why we're covering this topic. So I get to be joined tonight by a gentleman who is a great friend of mine, not only a personal friend, but he's been an awesome friend to us as a company. He's a member of our Zuma Scientific Advisory Board. But he's also a health and wellness expert in his own right. I mean, just like so many of us, he spends his days trying to help people enjoy better health and more health abundance. As a doctor of chiropractic, he does a lot of that, but he does a whole lot more. He does a lot of health education as well. And I'm always excited when he gets to spend a little time with us on this call tonight. So I want to make sure he's with me. Dr. Trilia, are you out there?
Dr. Marsh, I am. Can you hear me via the spring storm?
I can. I know you and I, you know, even though you and I are quite a ways apart, it seems like we must be experiencing the same storm system here. I looked at the radar picture. I'm like, boy, I hope I can dodge some of these storms while we're on this call so that we can get through this thing.
Yeah, everything sounds clear now. We were having quite a little bit of lightning and some pretty heavy thunder there for a while. Now we're supposed to have heavy rain today up to tomorrow, half day, but it seems like the thunder and lightning has calmed down on this end. So hopefully we'll have no disruption on this end.
Well, I have a theory on this. You know, you and I getting together on a call sometimes there's some extra special stuff that comes out of that. But you and I are both loyal users of X2O. I mean, we're well hydrated. Maybe this combination of you and I being on the call tonight, we're just creating an additional hydration effect here between Virginia and Delaware.
Well, let's say at a bare minimum, it becomes thunderous.
Right. Right. Now that we're done patting ourselves on the back.
Yes, exactly.
I think let's get to the meat of tonight's call because I certainly wanted to cover this because this is important stuff and sadly not
absolutely
stuff that people talk a lot about. And I know you get, you know, this topic come up in your practice because that is part of what you do. I know you interview your patients a lot,
yes.
I think in general, a lot of people, if they have this problem of not being able to get a good night's rest, they're not oftentimes talking a lot about it. And my goodness, we've got certainly ways to help them. And I know you've got some thoughts to share on that tonight. So I'm going to let you lead us off tonight.
I appreciate it. Again, thanks everybody for being with us tonight. And thank you for the opportunity to speak with you on behalf of Zuma. And again, this call is designed mainly for the new people, but I think tonight, especially those of you that have been on for a while, hopefully may find a few extra ideas that can help you with this thing called sleep. Now, you know, so why did Zuma decide to talk about sleep tonight, and what does that have to do with our product line and what we do? And, you know, because Zuma has been very powerfully positioned for long before I got there to discuss health and wellness, not just sell nutritionals. And I believe that's so critically important, and I make a point of trying to say that most every time I get to speak to you guys, because that's what I love about it. I get to learn new things. I've had some health challenges myself at some point in time, and I was so thankful to have people like Dr. Marsh and Ron Howe walk with me through those and give me some insight that, you know, just from some angles that I didn't think of. And on the sleep issue, it's the same thing, because what happens is health, we talk about, is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. But it's as I grow more and more in the wellness field, what I realize is what I have said all along is even more true than I even knew, and that is your health is from a multifaceted area. There's not just one magic bullet. I mean, in other words, you just can't exercise and you're going to be healthy, or you just can't drink enough water and you're going to be healthy. It's a multitude of things, and when I see the patients come to me now more and more all the time, 80% of them come to me and say, you know, doc, I really don't know what I did or how this came about. I had a lady, my wife was in the bank the other day, and one of the banks we deal with a lot, and the gal across from her was complaining a lot about her low back pain, and my wife says, well, you know, we do a lot of business with you. You should think about letting my husband try to help you, and lo and behold, she shows up today. Well, here's what's interesting. In this wellness check that Dr. Marsh was telling you about that I do and ask a bunch of questions in the beginning after I do my orthopedic neurological chiropractic evaluation, I start with some other questions because, you see, you know, I talk about structure has a direct link to function. Well, so how does that apply to sleep? Well, when you're standing and you're looking at your spine from the front view, your spine should be perfectly straight. And again, with your chin directly over your chest, if you're looking at it from the side, there should be a reverse curve in your neck, the curve going the opposite way in your mid-back, and the low back curve. So it looks like a mild S from the side. Now, those curves, again, are critically important to create, to help maintain your health and maintain your strength. When they start to decrease, then you will have dysfunction, which will cause dis-ease, which then, left undone, will create disease. And so that's what we look at. So one of the things I do is I show people how this posture should look from the front and from the back. And then I have them lie on my chiropractic table as I do some of my other exams. And I say, oh, by the way, I want you to feel this bed you're lying on. And when they do, what they're feeling is a very soft top, but a very firm underneath. And so I'm saying to them, for your sleep cycle to help you heal, you must be on the proper surface. And when I do that, I ask you all tonight when you get off the line, try this test. You know, your chin needs to be over your chest, so lie flat on your back on your bed first. And if your pillow is too thin, your head will go too far backwards. Not good. If your pillow is too thick, your head's going to go too far forward. Also not good. So your chin needs to be directly over your chest. Your pillow should be no thicker than that. Now, the heaviest part on your body for 99.9% of us is just below the chest line down to the top of your knees. That's usually the heaviest. And so while you're lying on your back, your chin should be over your chest, but your chest, your sternum, your breastplate bone should be over top of the pubic bone. Well, if your mattress is 2 to 4 inches soft, then your butt's going to sink in. Now, think about what I'm saying. If these alignment of this spine is how I just mentioned to you in the beginning, chin over chest, chest over pubic bone, and pubic bone should center over the talus, the two top bones of your foot that's nearest the ankle. Well, if you're lying on your mattress on your back and that's sinking in, then you're disturbing the natural curvatures of the spine. And so I can adjust you all day, but if you go home and you're sleeping like that, you're undoing what I've done. If you're propping your head up on two pillows in bed to watch TV, biomechanically, and we'll speak about that more later, but biomechanically, you're undoing what I have done. Oh, but Dr. T, I don't sleep on my back. I sleep on my side. Got it. But that's the test you want to do first. When people lie on their side and that mattress is soft like that, what I see people do is their shoulder jams into their neck. And so once again, if the pillow's too thin, their head's going to be too far down. If the pillow's too thick, it's going to be too high up. Your chin still needs to be over your chest, and you need to pull that shoulder that you're lying on forward so the weight is not bearing on that. Number two, if the spine should still be straight, even though you're lying on the side, if that midsection is too soft, your body will sink in 2 to 4 inches and, again, change the curvature that I'm trying to restore in you. And you wonder why I'm not getting you well. It's because you're undoing these things throughout the night. Now, just as a side note, for those of you who have that problem, I mean, if the bed is swayed, then you need to get a new mattress. But if you're only about 2 to 4, give or take, inches sinking in, then lots of times I highly recommend things like mattresses you can put on top of the bed and just hook them to all four corners of your bed. And what it does is it literally fills in that gap. So the point is, for better sleep, let's first of all start off with the biomechanics, and that's one of the very first tests you want to take. Now, let's go into the next one, and that is called developing a sleep routine. You know, it might seem tempting, but sleeping until noon on a Saturday will only disrupt your biological clock and cause more sleep problems than you've been having. Going to bed the same time every night, even on weekends or holidays and other days, often helps to establish your internal sleep and wake clock and reduces the amount of tossing and turning required to fall asleep. Now, all those things said, yes, you know, if it's a weekend and you can sleep an extra hour or so, then great, do that. But you don't want these really weird swings in time where, you know, one night you're going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, next night you're trying to go to bed at 9 o'clock and wonder why you can't sleep. So trying to get a regular routine becomes critically important. The next point we want to talk about is move it. Well, in physiology, we simply say you either move it or you lose it. And so, yes, movement is critically important for many reasons. But one of these notes that we read said researchers in Northwestern University, Department of Neurobiology and Physiology, reported that previously sedentary adults who got aerobic exercise 4 times a week improved their sleep quality from poor to good. These former couch potatoes also reported fewer depressive symptoms, more vitality, and less sleepiness during the daytime. Just be sure to wrap up your workout session several hours before bedtime so that you're not revved up to get a good night's sleep. Now, I can attest to that because some nights after Dr. Marsh and I do these, I was a little bit on the sleepy side when I started, and I'm an extra hour trying to go to sleep because I'm so fired up about what we did. But you do this exercise, I want to talk about that a minute, because many, many, many of my clients are not exercising at all now. And so this article speaks of specifically aerobic exercise. I want to disagree with that for a moment. I've spoken with some of my patients that, and I asked them this question, and as I said, I taught a group of doctors on fitness. I have a patient in my office who can march in place for 60 seconds and is exhausted. Is that good or bad? And I had about 30 doctors in my class, and they raised their hand and said it was horrible. I said, does everyone agree? And everyone raised their hand, yes, it's horrible. Well, I told them they were all incorrect, and they asked me if I meant 60 minutes. I said, no, I meant 60 seconds. They said, you're teaching us fitness, and how can 60 seconds be good? And I said, it's very simple. 30 days ago, that person could only march 30 seconds and was exhausted. I have doubled their time. So for you getting back in shape, yes, to help you sleep better, you need to start moving more, but you need to start at a realistic baseline. You want to, if you're going to do cardio, I recommend walking no faster than you can carry on a conversation with someone else. When you find your breathing is getting a little heavy, whether it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is, that's your baseline. You can grow from there, and that's your objective, to grow from there. But don't start off too heavy too soon. The third thing we want to talk about is a change of diet. You know, cut out the foods and drinks that contain caffeine, such as coffees, teas, sodas, any type of soft drink, and chocolate by mid-afternoon, late afternoon at the latest. Make dinner your lightest meal and finish it a few hours before bedtime. Skip spicy or heavy foods, which can wake you with heartburn or indigestion. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about later some other products that can help with some of those things. But certainly, if you can prevent them so you don't need as many of the products to do that, then that's certainly the direction you want to go in. But changing your diet and moving it towards something very amiable to your digestive system so it's not processing all night becomes a great thing. All right, let's talk about becoming a Luddite an hour before bedtime. The National Sleep Foundation survey found that nearly all participants, and I know a lot of us are bad about this, use some type of electronics like a television, computer, video game, cell phones for the last hour before going to bed. It's a bad idea. Light from these devices stimulates the brain, making it harder to wind it down. Put your gadgets away at least an hour before bedtime to fall asleep more quickly and more sleep. Sleep more soundly. Now, TVs are really bad for that because they fire off different levels of light, and it really affects subliminally the brain that can affect you. And this is why also, especially in the winter months, a lot of people feel and become more depressed. It's because every electronic thing creates positive ions, and these positive ions are negative for the body. So not only do I recommend do you unplug at least an hour before, I really recommend no TV in the bedroom at all. The bedroom should be for sleeping, and that's what you want to do. But If you can, during the day, if you have any bodies of water near you, we find that walking near water, that's why you feel euphoric when you go to the ocean or to a river, to the beach or wherever you go in the summertime. Two things, you're getting the vitamin D from the sun that feels, you know, very good and great for the body. But also that water, that turning water, actually helps reverse those positive ions, which can help relax you and you become less depressed and less negative and less down. So that's why you feel that way when you have a lot of gloomy and cloudy weather. So really try to work on reversing that as much as you can. Keeping the temperature not tropical in your bedroom. 80 degrees may be great for the beach, but it's lousy for the bedroom. At night, you want a temperate room is more conducive for sleeping than a tropical one. And the average recommendation, believe it or not, is around 65 degrees Fahrenheit in your room. Now, I've got one of my staff members who said they keep it 80 in their house. I would be dead. After the first hour, I couldn't live with that woman. I would be, you know, absolutely dead. I can't stand that because I keep mine about 68 or 67 most nights. But you want to strike that balance between the thermostat, the bed covers, and your sleeping attire. Will reduce your core body temperature and help you drift off to sleep a little faster. So that temperature regulation is really, really great. And I know we spoke about that one or two times ago when I did one of our talks. But you want to keep the temperature down at night also, because that will lead to dehydration also. That certainly is, you know, never good for any of us. The last part I want to talk about is blackout. So light tells your brain that it's time to wake up. So make sure the room is dark, especially those of you that have to work shift work. That becomes a little bit of a problem. So don't be afraid to use those dark out curtains, and even a small amount of ambient light from your cell phone or computer can disrupt the production of melatonin, which, you know, certainly helps regulate your sleep cycles overall. So all of those things become very, very important. There are other factors that certainly need to be discussed, but one other thing I want to discuss, okay, well, how do we reverse this nutritionally? Well, there are certainly many products and many things that we have at Zuma that can help us, but let's go back to the foundational product that I always do, X2O. You must hydrate throughout your day, and if you're going to hydrate the proper amount, approximately half your body weight, three-quarters to half your body weight in ounces of water a day, if you're going to use that much water, then you need to use the most powerful water on the planet, of course, our X2O. Why? Because it puts 70 minerals in your body. It's cleaning up the cells that need to eat, drink, and secrete. And then you need to add some of these other vitamins depending on your level of where you are in, if you do have sleep problems or you don't. You see, Zuma's line is designed, and you know, I'm saying this from personal experience, I use a lot of Zuma products, but it took my good friend Ken Marsh to really tell me when I was having this health challenge, hey, doc, did you think about moving to a therapeutic level? And so for us, I had never given it a second thought. Once I started that, one of my problems that I was having almost dissipated within a week. It was incredible. So what I'm saying to you is stay with your upline. Don't be afraid to call the office. Again, we're not trying to diagnose. We can't do that. We're not doctors, most of us on the line. So you can't diagnose or treat. But what you can do is find many, many, many testimonials. And I like the Pulse, if you've read it this week, where it speaks about there's lots of fake news out there in testimonials. But I'm telling you, Zuma has hundreds and hundreds and thousands of testimonials of people who have done and had fabulous results, and no one may ever know why. It doesn't matter. They're there, and they're there to utilize. So your particular situation may need to change. You may be saying, well, I'm using X2O, but I'm still not sleeping at night. Well, Dr. Marsh in a minute is going to go over a few other products that could be available to help you, or you may need to do a more therapeutic dosage of those things. So with that, I want to thank you and say, you know, sleep, again, is just one part of the total systems concept of health. Your health comes from many different angles, but this one is critical. You spend your day, but you need this health. You need rest. I'm so convinced of this rest. I'm even going back to the scriptures now, that I am literally trying to do something that I have not done in all of my life, and I've started in the last 2 months, and I knew it absolutely could not work for me. But if the good Lord, as a Christian, could create the whole universe in 6 days, but he rested on the seventh, I'm literally trying to take that day off and do absolutely nothing. Why? Because not something for me to show how good I am to God, but because God gave that to me as a gift, that he knows this body, this machine, needs a day of rest and relaxation, both mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. You need to take a day off. And so that's another story for another day. So I thank you for your time. I'm going to turn you back over to Dr. Marsh.
Hey, Dr. T, I appreciate that. And great information. Guys, this is such an important topic. You know, I can tell you that there are people that you know right now that because they can't get a deep, restorative, restful sleep, they are suffering health consequences as a result. One of the most obvious ones that's outwardly easy to see is weight gain. When people can't get into that deep, restorative sleep, they tend to be challenged with excess weight. You know, one of the things that Dr. T is talking about is the X2O. We've had a lot of reports of people who say, you know, I don't know what it is, but ever since I started using X2O in my water, I find that I sleep better. Well, it makes sense to us because, as Dr. T just illustrated, getting proper hydration in the body is one of those factors that leads the body to have a better chance at a good night's rest. But here's the challenge a lot of people face, and I'm one of those people that faces it, by the way. I love my X2O water. I drink it throughout the day. But I found myself not wanting to get up in the middle of the night as often as, you know, unfortunately I end up doing, because I end up drinking X2O water right up until the time I'm going to bed. So if you're like me and you're looking for a way to consume more of those great X2O minerals, but you're trying to avoid a lot of water consumption in the evenings before bed, my recommendation is, if you haven't started using this product, you definitely want to give this a try. And that is Zuma's X2O PM. Now, the whole reason we created that product was for that very reason. We knew a lot of people said they weren't getting as much of the X2O as they would like, but they also didn't want to drink a lot of water before bedtime because they didn't want to be up a lot in the middle of the night, because that does, of course, interrupt your sleep. So how do you bridge that gap? Well, the great way to do that is the X2O PM, because remember, that's a capsulized version of what you have in your X2O sachets that you add to water. Now, we also add some other things to that capsule, and that is so you can get the best possible value and absorption of those minerals into your body. We add things like vitamin D. We also add a great soil-based organism complex, which is designed to help break that down so the body can use more of those minerals. But suffice it to say, some of the minerals in there, specifically things like calcium and magnesium, and in fact the vitamin D that's in the X2O PM, those are all contributors as well to helping you get a better night's rest. So we've had a lot of people who discovered the X2O PM because they were trying to get more of the X2O minerals into their body, also find that by default, the X2O PM became a great sleep aid for them. So for some people, the X2O PM is that beautiful marriage of getting more of the X2O in their body and also getting a better night's rest. Now, I mentioned weight gain a moment ago. This is a big one. A lot of people, again, are afflicted with weight gain because their cortisol levels are high when they go to the bed. They've got high stress levels. They're not able to get into that deep restorative sleep. And that's one of the reasons why the metabolized PM formula is in our line. When we looked at the metabolized system and trying to help people lose excess body fat and drops, you know, pounds off the scale, we knew that if we couldn't help people get into that deep restorative sleep, it was going to be an uphill battle. So that metabolized PM formula really has two major functions. Function number one, believe it or not, as much as this sounds like a late night infomercial, this is really true. That formula is designed to encourage and inspire your body to use fat as its primary energy source while you're sleeping. So when you're in bed at night, even though we don't use nearly as much energy in our sleep cycle as we do when we're awake during the day, just know that the metabolized PM formula is designed to help you utilize body fat as a primary source of energy, hence helping you basically lose fat while you sleep. And I know, again, that sounds like one of those late night infomercial claims. Trust me, the science is there behind that formula to back that. But here's the other side of that. There's some very key ingredients in that metabolized PM formula that are designed to help you sleep better. Magnesium is one of them. Again, I just mentioned that's also, of course, part of the X2O mineral complex, as well as what you'll find in the X2O PM. But another very important product in there called 5-HTP. It's 5-hydroxytryptophan is the actual name, but it's 5-HTP for short. Also, well-known documentation on helping people get a good night's rest. Things like melatonin are also in that formula. And again, you've probably heard that a lot because when people have sleep problems, that's usually one of the first nutritional recommendations is melatonin. You've got melatonin there as well. So that, for some people, is their sleep aid. In fact, I've had numerous testimonies over the years where people said, I used to take this prescription sleep medication, and it had all these unpleasant side effects. You know, you hear about some of these crazy things like people sleepwalking and doing stuff in the middle of the night they don't really remember because they were on one of these sleep drugs. Well, the Metabolize PM formula for many people has become their nutritional sleep formula. In fact, we'll have people that don't need to lose weight, aren't looking to lose weight, buy Metabolize PM because they said it's one of the best things they've ever used to help them get that good, deep, restorative sleep. So even if you're not necessarily looking to lose weight, just because you fall into that category doesn't mean Metabolize PM can't be for you. It can certainly be for you. And the good news is Metabolize PM won't burn fat if you have no burn fat, if you have no excess fat to burn. So you don't have to worry about getting too thin or something if you took that either. I've had that question come up. That's why I brought that up. So the good news is you've got X2O PM and Metabolize PM, but you've also got one other product in the line that often is overlooked, but there's a lot of nutrients in there that can be used to help support sleep, and that is your Life Source multivitamin multimineral formula. So there's a lot of research and study that's been done, as you can imagine, on what nutrients or what foods allow our bodies to get more into that deep restorative sleep. And I'll tell you that there's been a lot of studies on things like calcium and magnesium. Again, find that abundantly in your X2O, your X2O PM. You'll also find it in good amounts in your Life Source multivitamin. But in addition to that, studies have shown that things like vitamin A, C, D, E, and K are all also very important for supporting the body to get into that deep restorative sleep. So these are nutrients that, again, oftentimes we're just not getting enough of, or we're not getting them maybe at all from our diets, right? So this is why even medical science, even your doctor who doesn't maybe believe in nutrition as a source of, you know, healing, will still probably tell you you need a good quality multivitamin, multimineral formula. That is, in fact, Inzuma, your Life Source formula. So, you know, I look at, for myself personally, I'm blessed in that, you know, I'm one of those guys where when my head hits the pillow, I am out within minutes, and I get into that deep restorative sleep. But then I also look at what I use through Zuma and all the products we just talked about, I'm using those products. And so maybe that's one of the other reasons. You know, I also exercise. Maybe that's one of the reasons. I stay hydrated with X2O during the day. But I realize how fortunate I am to have that, because when I talk to people that don't have that good restorative sleep, that it's amazing how frustrating that is. And if you're on this line tonight and you're one of those people, while I can't relate to it personally, I can tell you I've talked to plenty of people who probably share similar stories to what you have. And trust me when I say this, nutrition is a key factor. Dr. T mentioned some other great things, which are also key factors. When he mentioned pulling that TV out of the bedroom, I remember years ago, when I was a much younger man and I didn't know any better, I used to go to sleep every night with the TV on, and I realized once I pulled that TV out of my bedroom what a huge difference that made. So there's a lot more to it, but nutrition certainly plays a very important key role. And with Zuma, you've got some great products in the line, X2O, of course, in your water, X2O PM in the evening can be great, Metabolize PM, and, of course, your Life Source multivitamin, multimineral formula. All great assets to help you get into that good, deep, restful, and restorative sleep. And it's amazing, you know, when the body gets that good, deep, restorative rest, how many things start to correct and fix themselves because the body does its best repair work at night while you sleep. So that's another reason why it's so critically important. So I know we're getting near the end of our time here. Dr. T, any other final thoughts or comments you want to share before we wrap up tonight?
Look, this thing called fatigue is really so detrimental, not just to your physical health, but your relationship health. You know, we my wife and I made this agreement many years ago, and Ken knows me. He knows I, you know, sometimes work a little longer than I should, just like he does and Ron does and all the people at corporate do. But overall, I have this rule in my house. There's never a major discussion of any significance after 9 p.m. at night. And the reason is you start to get more fatigued. You make more snap judgments. You make more poor judgments. You make business decisions that may not be good. And so, yes, there are nights I know when I've been down to corporate and, you know, me and Ken, the guys, we've got knows what time we'll go to sleep sometimes. But many times we'll break early because we're finished doing what we need to do and we want to wrap up and get ready for the next day. So I beg you, take a look at your sleep cycle. Take a look at what you're doing. And, you know, our saying around here is no good ever comes after 9 p.m. You know, sit back, enjoy your family, enjoy your wife or husband, and, you know, wind down for that night and then turn off things and get ready for bed. So this is not just a fluff topic. This is really, 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 in my opinion, one of the most important pieces to that total systems concept of health. So once again, thank you for allowing me to be part of your Zuma family. Good night, everybody, and thanks, Dr. Marsh.
Thanks, Dr. T. And folks, thanks for listening in. Remember, first and third Thursday every single month, we do these calls. We always invite you to be here live, but remember, we've always got recordings of these for you to be able to review personally, but also share with others. So until next time, guys, take care of yourself. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye, everybody.